Welcome to Godseeker. This is Elizabeth Fulgaro. The current message, Bowing Now, the story behind the song by the same name. The song Stand Up had been dropped into my mind in April 2004 in little melody strands with lyrics attached while on a walk. It was a loop which began on a hilltop where our children's school at the time was located. This was not some random small little bump on the landscape. It was a hill of size, which in some geographies that did not also have a vast mountain range nearby, like the Sierra Nevada, you may have been tempted to call this a mountain. A small one, which was part of a string of low-lying mountains or high hills, forming the eastern boundary of the San Francisco Bay Area. This hill was on the eastern side of this eastern little range. The school sat in a nook near the top of the hill. From the parking lot on the flat spot graded before it, you had an overview of the entire little valley in which we lived. Since this was an east-facing view, it was also a spot from which to watch the sun rise majestically from behind the next mini mountains 20 miles further east, which separated our little valley on the far side from the wide open expanses of the Sacramento and San Joaquin valleys on the other side. Both roads which headed up the hill to the school were quite steep. The line of homes scattered along one of these were built as if perched. It had become my habit in late 2002 to walk a loop after dropping our children at school, which took me from the school parking lot down one side of the hill, along a road which crossed along a flat portion halfway down, and connected to another road which wound its way back up. It was one of those walking mornings where I was on an upward climb through the neighborhood back to the school. Each step was with heavy breaths and a commitment to persevere, because I definitely did not perceive myself as an athlete, and this steep upward angle to return to the parking lot always literally took my breath away. It was early 2007. I had been composing songs on these walks ever since Lori, Andrea, and Nicole had prayed over me on February 18, 2004, to start hearing the songs God wanted to release on earth that were already sung in heaven. That had been their prayer. In April 2004, it also had been walking up this hill that the Lord had dropped the song Stand Up into my mind for the troops. The school near the summit was Christian. The road to reach it was called Inspiration Drive. Countless prayers had been prayed on this hill by parents, teachers, administrators, and children. Everything current and to come was constantly put in prayer under the auspices of God, dedicated to Him. So many prayers of devotion, requests for His help, and trusting reliance on Him until the answers would come, whatever He willed these to be. Now, since the vision God had given me for the troops in February 2005, I prayed not only during these times with others up at the school, but every time I walked this hill as part of my time alone with Him. The vision to get the songs to the troops for their increased thriving had been life-altering. I wanted it to go into fulfillment. I wanted all those whom He wanted to have access to the songs in order to receive everything He had for them through it. This was my fervent, ongoing prayer. And along with this, at this time, my hurting heart also seemed to require God to bring the vision for them into fulfillment so that I felt better. In other words, my motives were mixed still. To have this assignment for Him was not just about them. It was also about feeding that need in me for personal purpose and the inner hunger for my own destiny for Him to go into fulfillment. I did not realize this then, but I can share it with you now. It is not wrong to have longed for His purposes in my life to be fulfilled, or to be invested in the good work He had for me. God does create us to be fulfilled by walking out the destiny He has for each of us. But it did mean that my objective in serving was not completely selfless. My drive was not just about others, but also for self-validation. So here on this morning, I was again walking the hill mountain and interceding to God as I did. In steady communication with God, which was blessed and wonderful, while listening for whatever songs he might want to release through me that day. As always, I had a little recorder in hand to make audio notes of strings of melodies, the wisps and fragments which might come. And I had 3x5 cards and a pen at the ready to jot down parts of what would later become completed song lyrics. I oofed and trudged up the hill on the final leg of that morning's loop, praying, Lord, fulfill your promises. Lord, cause to come to fruition quickly all that you have promised for your people. Lord, get your songs to your people. Lord, in your mercy and by your grace, move with your power, open doors to your will which cannot be shut by any lesser force. My Lord and my God, impart additional pieces of your will to me for this day, and I will walk it out. Show me what to do, and I will do it, so that your plan moves forward. Trudge, trudge, trudge. More hard steps up the hill. More prayers for his breakthrough. And then his voice, that inner knowing, dropping as a peace-infused whole into my mind in a moment and searing my heart. Am I not enough for you? My continued push to ask him to fulfill his promise for the good of all, for freedom, for life satisfaction, for restorative goodness. Trudge, trudge. Again his voice, his quiet, sure communication. Am I not enough? His repeating sentence stopped me cold. What? Wasn't this work for God the objective? The ultimate? Doing for him with complete focus and unification to his will and dedication to his purposes? Am I not enough? And then I realized my error. My focus on what was actually less. Ultimately, the most important was not about the doing, but just the finding of complete satisfaction in him and with him. United in and loving the one who was love. Oh, there would be actions required. There would be doing. But that was not the greatest thing. The actions were supposed to be a consequence of the greatest thing, not the thing itself. I'd been living for the actions because they made me feel good. Was God enough? This was hard. It was humbling to admit how hard this was. He was right. Of course he was. I had been in love with the work for him. It was possible that not on purpose, the work had become more important to me than he was. I had not been content just to be with him. Who he was had not yet become enough for me, but I would learn. I would let him teach me. But first, I would redevote myself to him in this new and greater way. I would be humble before him, for I was broken. I felt so badly that he had not been my goal. I stepped off the sidewalk onto an outcropping halfway up the hill and gazed towards the east where the sun hung still newly risen in the sky. The Holy Spirit gave me words and melody, and I released this new song to him from that place, in that moment, in an effort to offer myself to him again, but this time differently. The song became Bowing Now. It is the second verse and chorus that I sang forth with regret and boldness on that hill. The first verse came later. I sang, See me bowing now, prostrate at your feet. Nothing more could I want. You're all I need. See me bowing now, humbly at your throne. I bring you my heart. It's all that I have. It's yours. Savior, my King. Redeemer, you're my everything. Savior, my King. I give my heart to you. Give my heart to you. Let's finish with some words from the Bible to help us keep our focus on the most important. From the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 12. Blessing and glory and majesty and splendor and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and might be ascribed to our God to the ages and ages, forever and ever, throughout the eternities of the eternities. Amen. So be it. Listen to the song Bowing Now on the Restore album. You can find the song Bowing Now on my YouTube channel, various streaming services, and it's always available on CD. Listen to the song until it becomes your prayer, and His Spirit will come and reassure you and show you over and over again that He indeed is enough. Thank you for joining in. God Seeker Messages are sponsored by Equalsness Foundation. Until next time, this is Elizabeth Folgaro. Keep listening to the song Bowing Now until it is your prayer. Know that I am praying for you, and keep seeking God.